Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
We're going to be recording a podcast extra with Lewis Black on Friday. It's tomorrow, I believe. We'll let you know when we're going to drop that next week.
All right, Matthew on the email, which is TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com, informs us that Stockholm Syndrome is the actual name when you embrace your captor. They called it Helsinki Syndrome in Die Hard for unknown reasons.
Yeah, Push looked it up and listened to both things. I guess whatever. I've heard them both. Yeah,
you might have had to read to the bottom of the article to find out the Die Hard thing, and ain't nobody got time for that.
No, I did watch Die Hard again over the holidays.
Barstool James, our buddy in Wichita.
Yep.
The dinosaurs went extinct because they started liking anal. That would explain a lot of things.
That would do it.
That would. It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Yeah, it is. It's definitely, there's a lot of Adam and Steves out there.
It was on or about this date in Todd and Tyler Radio Empire history.
This was an historic day.
What year?
2013.
All right.
Todd makes a bold move, is what it says here.
All right.
And efforts alcohol only sobriety during the work week.
It is a bold move.
So he's not.
Wasn't
smoking weed for a week?
Did I run
alcohol during the week. Only sobriety?
Oh, that
so
was
weed only on the weekends?
No, alcohol.
He's only getting rid of alcohol.
Okay. I thought he was only doing alcohol.
He was getting high during the week then.
Todd makes a bold move and efforts alcohol only, sobriety, alcohol only, during the work week. He lasted about 4 days.
That's what I thought.
I blew my midweek sober January last night. Had a drink.
And midweek sober January is the dog.
Yes, it is. It's a weird name for a dog, isn't it?
Yeah, whatever, man. Works for you.
It's a long name. It's a family name.
Had a drink yesterday. I was happy.
So I did effort it.
Yes, you made an effort at that.
Yeah, because I don't recall making an effort.
But you know what? 7 years later, you went alcohol.
28.
You went 28 days out of alcohol. Yeah.
And I haven't stopped since.
Yeah. Why? You cleaned everything out. Let's go.
No, I wouldn't mind doing that again.
Soon?
Yeah.
But see, you're lucky. You get high all the time. I need a buzz, and I can't get high all the time. So I like alcohol.
You could.
Yeah,
I know I could, but I'm not going to.
I'll show you how.
I sleep all the time, and I don't need to sleep more than I already do. Yeah.
I'll get you one of them big brownies.
No. I don't want to sleep for 15 hours.
You
like
can
a dog.
Relive Wichita.
No. I had fun there, but I was at a concert. I was out and about doing things.
The pens are pretty
convenient.
Those
days.
Yeah. Out and about doing. I barely remember those days, Craig. Out and about doing things.
I'm also informed by one of my tibial plateau fracture sisters.
They're fun people.
That apparently a turtle is the symbol for the tibial plateau fracture, so you get a turtle tattoo.
Ah.
So then everyone knows?
Well, I think everyone...
everybody asks you a question. You can bend your ear for 5 hours.
Pretty much knows. And again, I really don't want
sad.
To define me.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people who get, tattoos over their scars.
Yeah, but you don't have any scars, do you?
I've got a couple visible scars.
I've seen some pretty interesting ones of those. I think it was, I forget what baseball player, you know, had the Tommy John surgery, yeah. And it looks like a little stitch around the elbow there and just turned into a little smiley face.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah. All right. That was kind of interesting.
See, I think the scars are statement enough. I hate to cover them up. They're a badge of honor.
Oh, no, you slid into a pole.
You fell down. What's honorable about that?
You weren't at war. You didn't go to Iraq. You fell into a pole skiing.
Yeah, but I went to war after that.
Get the guy with the lawnmower by the scars, like the pubes.
Yeah, do that. Yeah.
You'd have to shave your leg every once in a while.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
So you watched the inaugural concert in Washington, D.C. last night?
I watched up until about John Legend, then I watched some other stuff and went to bed.
I watched the whole thing. Yeah. It was good.
I saw the rock stuff already. I didn't know what was coming up, so I didn't watch the rest.
I thought they did a good job.
I DVR'd it, though.
Making a TV show out of it.
I did, too.
Know, since there was no crowd, obviously.
I'm not going to say, did you miss Tim McGraw? Did you not see Tim McGraw?
I did not see
Tim McGraw. I fast-forwarded through
but
that.
Tim McGraw is a famous liberal, so what do you sing?
It was some other dude's song. It was two of them. I've never heard of the other guy.
I thought it was a great visual of the mall, since they couldn't have a crowd.
That was cool.
That they put about, I don't know, how many thousand flags
yep.
up and down the mall. And that image looked great.
Yeah, I saw Springsteen, obviously, was great. And then we mentioned earlier that, Nick, I don't know if you heard this, but trying to bring the country together. I know that 4 years ago, all those shows showed, all the networks and the cable news showed Trump being inaugurated and everything that happened.
As they do. They do that every year. They cover all the inaugurations.
Last night, Springsteen played, and a friend of ours was flipping around, and Fox didn't play Springsteen. I don't know what they checked. They probably didn't do anything. And they had Tanya Tucker, of all people, on there saying Joe Biden's going to take away your rights.
Oh, God.
So this is the country we live in now. Delusional right-wing freaks on Fox and the rest of us trying to maybe not hate everybody.
That Tanya Tucker's riling everybody up.
Yeah.
I thought the delusional right-wingers have forsaken Fox.
Nope. Hannity called him frail, and I saw the quote this morning on he called it, he's weak and he won't be able to make, he's just horrible. He's just, whatever, I'm done.
No.
I'm just not giving him any air anymore. But I had to bring it up quickly, because it is the day after.
I thought the concert was cool, though.
Yeah. Oh, I did, too.
The whole presentation was
great.
Very neat.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very neat.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi was super cheesy.
Yeah it was.
Yeah, that's kind of his thing.
That was his thing.
That was bad. Yeah. He was, but he butchered.
You call somebody cheesy and you're a fan of Kiss. Now, come on, Nick. Come on, Nick.
Right. That's like, it seems natural for
that
them.
That is natural.
And see, they couldn't get
Sambora.
Here
comes the sun. Yeah, yeah. What?
Yeah, it's like they butchered. He was doing
that
like
wasn't
a.
That wasn't even his band.
No.
That wasn't Bon Jovi.
They were bad.
It was solo.
And then. They like he butchered the Beatles song, and then it looked like he was doing a horrible Mick Jagger impression to him. Like you're butchering the Rolling Stones and the Beatles at the same time. It was kind of impressive. I was like, dude. And then at the end of it, when they all turned and looked at the sun, I was like, this might be one of the worst things I've ever seen.
I don't know. I enjoyed it.
You couldn't bring me down last night.
No, me neither.
Yeah,
you know.
Me neither. Yeah, I was just laughing at it.
Since I wasn't DVR'd, I even sat through the Foo Fighters, and that never happens.
Well, my only question was, like, you know, we figured out that I knew that song that John Legend did wasn't his.
Yeah, it was.
It's a Michael Bublé song.
I like that song, too.
But here's my question. If you're going to have John Legend do a Michael Bublé song, why not just get Michael Bublé?
I guess
like, he sucks.
He might be a right-wing freak. We
you
don't
can't,
know.
You can't get the Beatles. Yeah. I get that. But Michael Bublé is out there.
And John Legend has a lot of his own hits, huge hits.
Yeah.
So but I like that song.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think Bublé might hibernate until like mid-October.
Yeah.
Until Christmas comes around.
That's true. Kind of is his season.
It was pretty cool. I agree.
I did like, and what I thought, was that I band, thought, that black, the, what were they called, the Black Pumas?
I miss them. Did they sing something?
Yeah. I like them a lot.
I did like Lady Gaga's rendition during the inauguration of the Star Spangled Banner, because she didn't drag out each note, and she's a great singer.
No, she was pretty true.
She nailed that one. Jennifer Lopez sounded great. You know? And there was a lot of, it was multicultural. I know that pisses off a lot of people. I saw them on Facebook.
John Legend performed a Nina Simone classic.
Oh,
it's an old
y'all don't know.
No. Nina Simone and Michael Bublé.
We looked it up. I thought they credited it to Michael Bublé when I looked it up.
This says John Legend performed Nina Simone's classic hit "Feeling Good."
Yeah, okay. But Bublé made it a hit too. He did. He redid that.
I thought it was older than that, but when I looked it up this morning, quick, it said Michael Bublé.
He had a hit with that too. It's
both can be true, but
the original version is that. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, let's not give Michael Bublé any love on that one.
No,
it's Nina Simone.
I like his version of it. That's the one I hear all the time.
Yeah, that's the one
But I know you're talking about
been most popular recently.
You are right.
I know one thing for sure is I'm done with Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've taken all my Garth Brooks CDs and I ran over the steamroller last night.
It's okay. He's going to re-release them real soon. You can buy them again.
You had a steamroller ready to go? Man. Yeah.
And then I looked in my collection and I don't have any Garth Brooks.
Is that what the country music station's doing today?
Yeah. It was like I rented a steamroller for nothing.
Find something to do with that.
Garth Brooks also, I think, sang the same song like one of the Bush inaugurations. He's just a guy that sings and tries to help out America.
Pussy.
And if you
not wear a mask. People were bitching about him shaking everybody's hand and talking to everybody without wearing a mask.
On the way back up, he stopped. They called him back down. You're right. Yeah.
And people are also saying.
Nobody sang with a mask on.
They're also saying, like I said, he was greeting people and talking with them and, you know, whatnot. It's what I heard. I didn't see any of it.
Yeah, I watched it. And
he forgot.
It was quick.
Yeah. People are also saying that he had a fuller and darker head of hair
when
he took off his cowboy hat midway through his performance than people have been accustomed to seeing.
Well, it's a wig.
They immediately started talking about his new hair, whether he got hair transplants, a dye job, or both.
No, he got new hair. That dude's been bald for years. He never wears a hat.
People started talking about it.
Well, it's kind of a big moment.
He's got hair.
You want to try to look your best.
Yeah.
At least he didn't just put mascara on his hair and started running.
That would have been awesome.
No, you look fine.
Did you like the Demi Lovato version of Lovely Day?
No.
I've been heard it.
It wasn't bad.
I'd listen to it, and it's not bad.
It wasn't bad.
It's not bad, but it's different.
It was fine.
It was a little bit different than what you're hearing, than what you're used to hearing.
I missed it. Push, that was good. Yeah.
That was one of the weirdest parts about that whole thing to me, because they showed people dancing to that song as she was singing, and they cut to the Oval Office, and Biden's in there holding his grandson, and they're all just kind of like bouncing back and forth to the song.
He's a pedophile.
Like,
what
the hell? Like, this is the weirdest thing.
What commercial uses Lovely Day?
There's
all
about
of them.
Four of them.
Yeah. All of them.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have even recognized Demi Lovato.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in social media, so I know what she looks like.
Yeah, and even Katy Perry at the end with, you know, she sang her song Firework, the fireworks.
Oh, okay.
Fireworks?
There was a lot of fireworks.
I thought the Poet Laureate was excellent. She was great.
Girl was amazing.
She was amazing. That pissed off the racist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They hate young, talented
black girls.
People of color.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Apparently, Tom Hanks looked like he was about to freeze to death.
He was.
Cold.
He did.
It was cold.
Like, he came on. There was one time he flubbed up one word, and he took him about three tries, and you could just tell he was cold. It's just hard to talk when you're cold.
I thought of you when he did that, Craig.
Why do you think he didn't wear a coat?
Because he had to look cool.
Your mouth's still cold, Craig.
He had gloves on.
You show Springsteen right away. They go right to Springsteen, and that's the first thing they show. And you could tell by his face it was cold.
Welcome to a cold Washington, D.C.
Right.
Well, he didn't have to be there.
People wear coats.
He should have just done it from his kitchen like SNL.
Yeah. I mean, you could tell Tom Hanks was a little bundled up, but he still wanted to have on his nice suit.
Right, right.
He probably had some layers underneath.
Yeah,
but
he was fine.
But I still expected him to come back from commercial and say, I'm Tom Hanks, and I'm very cold.
It wasn't Scott Baio from 4 years ago. Remember that debacle? There was nobody there.
Get me Baio.
Scott Baio and Anthony Sabato Jr., I think, are the two stars they had last year. And neither one of those sing, so it was kind of lame. 4 years ago.
So I wasn't paying close attention, but apparently Pam Oliver had some trouble talking.
She was really cold.
I thought
that
too.
Is that just being cold?
Yes.
Yeah, because I've been out in the cold. And
you've never reported out in the cold.
We've broadcast out in the cold before, and when you start to talk, it does get slurry.
Yes. Yes, it does. Oh, I thought you were going to deny that. No, of course
no.
It does. I saw a lot of some of our friends and our TV reporters checked in on that and started a good friend of ours, Jake, said, stop picking on her. Because I broadcast, that dude worked local news for years here in town, big friend of ours. He spoke outside all the time. He said, your lips freeze. Well, you didn't do anything about it.
If it's the clip that I'm thinking of, this was after the game, and she was doing some interviews, and she sounded almost like she'd been, you know, drinking during the game.
Yeah,
but you've been out in the cold for 4 or 5 hours. it gets it's tough to talk.
Well, they thought she was all strokey. Oh, you know, she suffers from migraines, blah, blah. No, she's been out in the cold for 4 hours.
Yeah. People are horrible. That's coming from us. People are horrible.
I mean, I did notice it in the moment when it was happening. Yeah. Well, she sounded a little slurry, but I'm just figuring she's frozen.
That was a Green Bay game, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're in Green Bay.
Yeah, I don't
drunk.
Think it was super cold, was but drunk. If you're out in 30-degree weather for 4 hours, your mouth might freeze up.
Yep, it does.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, there may be some good news. If we might be able to find a sliver of good news in this. CNN is reporting that the Biden team discovered, only after moving into the White House yesterday, that there is no COVID-19 vaccine distribution plan.
Yep, there was none.
There's not one.
Not
the
one.
Good news that I can get out of that is at least those idiots didn't put together a plan that we've got to go by.
That's still a sliver of good news.
That's the sliver.
But it's sliver because if he'd had actually...
They say there's nothing to rework.
If he'd been doing this a year ago, 400,000 wouldn't be dead.
Right. And they're going to have to build this, getting vaccines in our arms from scratch.
Yep. I was just reading all the executive orders about
this. Is that better than having to scrap the old plan, which may have been half-assed, and then start all over?
We would still have more people vaccinated.
Yeah, yes, right.
Exactly. Right now,
that's the key.
This minute.
Right.
Even if it wasn't a great plan.
For the past 2 months.
We would have more people vaccinated.
Right.
Yeah, but that would have had to have been a priority.
They say this can help explain why the vaccine rollout is going so slowly, why dose distribution is being cut, why millions of eligible Americans are frustrated that they can't get a shot.
Yep.
There's no plan.
No.
God,
and that's where, you know, you can argue all you want about your boy there, but we're all human beings. A bunch of Republicans died too, by the way.
Do you know anybody who's eligible and not able to get the shot?
I don't know. I don't really talk. No, everybody I know that's eligible is getting the shot.
I think there's lots of people. Because aren't there age tiers now?
Yes.
Yeah, like
I haven't started in yet.
Sure that everybody above a certain age doesn't have it.
Well, they're not going to wait for them either.
Because the last I talked with my dad, you know, it's just not available.
No. No, well, and that's your dad's boy, by the way.
Pretty sure he'd like one. And I don't know that he's so much my dad's boy.
Does he hate Biden?
I don't know.
You don't bring it up?
We don't talk.
Yeah, good. About that. About that.
And let's also remember this for people that were watching CNN last night.
This is great.
This is Anderson Cooper. This.
But just 2 weeks ago, he did incite an erection on the Capitol, an insurrection on the Capitol.
Again, one more time for Anderson Cooper last night.
But just 2 weeks ago, he did incite an erection on the Capitol, an insurrection on the Capitol.
And we're amused by that.
Incited an erection.
Yeah. If you didn't hear, somebody in Maryland.
I thought you said it was Georgia.
Oh, this says Maryland.
Okay.
But I also heard Georgia earlier today.
My Maryland?
Yeah.
I did hear Georgia earlier today. Anyway, somebody, not you.
You guys said it.
Before that.
Okay.
Somebody, not you, won the Powerball last night.
Well, I couldn't because I didn't buy a ticket.
Okay.
Yeah.
You still didn't win.
I know.
It was one of the biggest jackpots ever.
This
taking
is Maryland
home about
again.
546.
One ticket?
Yep.
Man.
Seven runners up who won $1 million each, matching five of the six winning numbers. And now they're starting back over at just a paltry $20 million for Saturday. The Mega Millions drawing is $970 million tomorrow.
Okay, maybe I'll buy one for that. One ticket. I hope this guy comes forward when we find out who it is.
Yeah, I hope he's quitting his job right now.
That's the interesting part. Oh, he's got to be quitting his gig. That's just idiotic. I got to keep busy.
Then build a birdhouse or something.
Exactly. Don't have a boss.
Yeah. So a story that got sent to me a few times, I found, anticlimactic and whatnot. Story out of Pennsylvania. But I did read to the bottom, and it was the last sentence that got me on this one. Out of Pennsylvania, LehighValleyLive.com. Police said they were called for a robbery a little before 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Citgo gas station. The employee reported a woman, later identified as a 19-year-old Antoinette Froylan, walked into the store, went behind the counter, grabbed a couple packs of smokes.
All right.
When Froylan was confronted by an employee of the Citgo, she pushed the employee away, grabbed four rolls of Mentos, and walked out. About a block away from the store, Froylan got into an ambulance to try and get away, and she could not operate it.
Man.
Now, this is the thing that gets me, has nothing to do with the story. Court records show at the time that Froylan was free on $8,000 unsecured bail. She was free on $8,000, granted unsecured bail, but $8,000 for possession of a small amount of marijuana and drug paraphernalia.
So
in Pennsylvania still, a small amount of weed and paraphernalia, you're going to jail, and you are on the hook for $8,000 unsecured bail.
But they got, it's not recreational, but there's a bunch of medical marijuana all over Pennsylvania now.
She doesn't qualify. Huh? She doesn't have her card.
Apparently not.
Well, plus, theft is still illegal.
But now
that's what she's going to be in for, right?
Now, but I'm talking before that. Yeah. She was already, and that's a heavy, people are paying heavy, heavy fines still.
Yep. Now,
for having a little bit of weed.
Now she's in trouble.
Yeah, she sounds like she parties.
You can't possess weed, get busted for it, and then steal Mentos in an ambulance.
No. Well, she didn't steal the ambulance.
Sold
she didn't
cigarettes.
Go anywhere. Sold
cigarettes and Mentos.
Did she even get to enjoy the Mentos?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Or did anybody else get to enjoy her Mentos? Yeah. I don't know.
Or the ambulance ride.
There wasn't one.
Stupid Eagle fan. That's Eagle fan right there.
The ambulance ride would have been the most fun.
Hellertown.
Well, you said Lehigh Valley. That's Eagle fan.
Yeah.
She sounds fun.
Yep. What's she look like?
I didn't see a picture of Antoinette Froylan.
All right. That's the important part. What's
she might be
like?
A little weathered.
Yeah, I'm guessing she is. Cigarettes. If you're ripping off cigarettes, you're probably pretty weathered.
Well, she's concerned about her breath.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.